Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio. It's the 10th of May, 2016. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and we are broadcasting to you from North Central West Virginia. Continue today our study in the book of Colossians, going through the book of Colossians, learning it together. The Bible declares that the Holy Ghost shall lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. He is our teacher. Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. So we need to rightly divide the word of truth according to the word of God. And the word of God is very, very probably the most important thing in the world. The word of God says that he sent his word and he healed them. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word by no means will ever pass away. We talked about the church of Colossae being adjacent to the city and also the church of Laodicea. We talked about it being a very volcanic area, prone to earthquakes. The general message was to exhort and to edify believers to stand fast in Jesus Christ. Probably more than one church read this particular letter written by Paul from Rome. Paul was never, as far as we know, never at Colossae. The church was probably founded by a man called Epaphras, which was under the tutelage and the teaching of Paul, one of Paul's proteges, who had been around and most likely heard Paul expound the gospel of Jesus Christ. So there was a lot of doctrinal errors growing out of mixture of Judaism, mystical Oriental type things, Gnostics, which was founded basically by the Greeks, who set about to strip the divinity of Jesus Christ. In this particular book, Christ is the head of the church. He said, "Upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell by no means will ever prevail or overcome my church." The word of God declares he purchased the church with his own blood. So we need to establish Christ, the head of the church, in whom we preach, him crucified, being the head, no other. He said, "If I be lifted up, that all men shall be drawn unto me." He said, "Go you to all the world and preach the gospel to every nation, every land, every kindred, and every tongue." And this is what we should be endeavoring to do, is to preach the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ still saves, he still delivers, he heals, he's touched with our infirmities, he's alive and well, the word of God declares, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And the word of God says that signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Take heed that no man deceive you." So there's a lot of deception going on out there today. And the only thing that can discern, the only one that can discern deception, is the Holy Spirit, because from him we gift one of the non-spiritual gifts, which is a spirit of discernment, of knowledge, and of wisdom. These are two separate gifts that God wants to give. He's already given the church, but the Bible declares that he gives them according to his will. We seek for the gifts that we might be used of God, that the church of Jesus Christ might be edified. It's never to lift up a man, to put man on a throne, to put men out in front, for men to be noticed and patted on the back, and with this hero worship thing, but that Jesus Christ might be lifted up, that all men might be drawn unto him. So we want to go today to, we talked yesterday, verses 3 and 4 of of chapter 1, how Paul was giving thanks to God the Father, praying always for these people. He said he made comments about their faith in Christ and the love which they had. And in verse 5, which finishes out faith and love, and now hope, which for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of truth, the gospel. So Paul said there's a hope laid up for us in heaven. Now listen, you know, this is written to the church of Colossae, but it's also written to me and you today. It's profitable. The word of God was inspired, the word God says. Every word was inspired by the Holy Spirit, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So this letter today, although written between probably 60 and 64 A.D., is contemporary for me and you today. We are to take it to heart as tutelage, as exhortation, as a teaching of the Word of God and what direction He wants us to go. And like I said, the preeminence of Christ is talked about in Colossians, and where He is the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He sent back His Holy Spirit to lead and to guide us. We must allow the Holy Spirit to operate in our life. There's a lot of spirits out there, but all of them are holy. There's just one holy, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And we listen to Him. And the way that we know if He's leading us, it'll always line up with the Word of God. So He says there's a hope that's laid up for you in heaven. Now, we find in John 14:2, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know." Of course, Thomas asked the question, how shall we know? But this is a promise from Jesus Christ. Paul said that for the hope that is laid up for, let's make it personal, for us in heaven, Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. The Bible declares in Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Now, you know, we can go on and talk about the veil that was ripped from top to bottom on the day that Jesus died, giving me and you access to the Holy of Holies. Wherefore, we can go boldly before the throne of God with our petitions, asking what we will of Him. One mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. So we have this hope today, and our hope is in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So we are not alone today. We have hope. We have something to, as the world said, to hang our hat on, so to speak. In the days in which we live, which the Word of God states that men's hearts will fail them for what they see coming on the face of the earth. Me and you as Christians, if you know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then me and you as Christians have a hope that cannot be removed, that is steadfast. See, this is what's needed in the days in which we live, is that we cannot be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. And there's a lot of winds blowing out there today. Remember, you know, we said at the beginning of this teaching that there was this church started out with the truth of the gospel, which is the only truth, by the way. Everything else is a lie or a half-truth. A half-truth is still a lie. So the gospel, the truth, this is where they started out. But creeping in, as Paul told the church at Ephesus in the book of Acts, that when I leave, he said, there'll be many come in wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, not totally denying Jesus Christ, but certainly trying to pervert the message, taking the divinity away from Christ and maybe putting emphasis on something else, which is nothing else, which there is no power. There's power only in the name of Jesus. So he says, therefore ye heard before in the truth of the gospel. In the truth of the gospel. Now, the Word of God says, let's go back to verse 4. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which have to all the saints. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 and 6, therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another. See, he emphasizing unity in the faith, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. This is our doctrine of we are monotheistic. We believe in one God and one God only. We're not polytheistic, which we believe in a whole bunch of gods and just allow anything to operate in our midst. But sadly, it's happening today. There's much false doctrine in the church world today. And this is where the Spirit of discernment comes in, and the catalyst for discernment is the Word of God. We put everything up, of course, the Holy Spirit that inspired the Word of God, but we put everything up against the Word of God as a test bench, so to speak. If it does not line up with the Word of God. Now, you know, people say, well, you know, people take this out of context and that out of context. Well, that's why we go back to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, whereby we ask the Lord to give us understanding that the Holy Spirit would teach us His Word. So for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereby ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel. Now, laid up, prepared, an appointed time, so to speak. In Romans 8:34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. They're pointing to Jesus sitting by the right hand of the Father, making intercession right now as I speak for me and for you. The Bible declares that the blood of Jesus is constantly washing us and cleansing us from our sins. There's still power in the blood of Jesus, wonder-working power, still power in the name of Jesus. No other name under heaven can any man be saved except it be through the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, we need to get back to bedrock. The bedrock is the rock Jesus pointed out when he told Simon Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Spirit upon this rock, bedrock, I shall build my church. Where there might be some problems, situations, and the gates of hell apparently is going to come against the church, but they will not prevail against that which Jesus Christ has established. If we are in the body of Christ, I'm not talking about a member of a denomination, a member of a certain church, but we are born again, blood bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are in the body of Christ, and the gates of hell will not prevail against us according to the Word of God. Now, we live in a time and an age where the gates of hell are rising up all over the world. We see much persecution in the Middle East, not so much in the United States so far, but I believe that it is coming because Jesus said, the world hated me, and they're going to hate you for my name's sake. They shall persecute you, lead you before magistrates. But he said, think not what you will say. He said, for at the time I will fill your mouth. Okay, so Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. And Paul told them, you have to go back to the truth that you heard, the truth of the gospel. We cannot deviate from the truth. The Word of God says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The Bible declares in the last days that there'll be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, many winds blowing, many claiming this and claiming that. But there's only one gospel, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if we preach this to much of the world, we are narrow-minded. Well, the Bible says the path is narrow, but wide is the path that leads unto destruction. So, you know, it's time, you know, in the Pentecostal church especially, which I'm a part of, you know, we need to lay our emotionalism aside, and we need to get in the Word of God, because the Word is what is going to keep us. He sent His Word, and He healed them. The Word of God is a living thing. The Word of God declares it's quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, and cuts asunder. So He says in verse 6, moving on, which has come unto you, the gospel He's talking about, as it is in all the world. Now, what did Jesus say? Go you unto all the world and preach the gospel to every nation, to every kindred, to every tongue. This is what we are to do. We are to push, preach, speak, teach, exhort the gospel of Jesus Christ, by which without it no man can be saved. And the Bible declares, if how can they hear unless there be a preacher sent to them? So He says, which is come unto you. In other words, you know, here we are. We're down to a choice. False doctrines come in. Men have come in with their fineries, with their deception. You know, maybe even name the name of Jesus, but saying, well, that's good, but you need to add this to it. No, we don't need to add anything to it. It's Jesus Christ, and it's Him crucified. He's the author, and He's the finisher of our faith. He must be lifted up that all men might be drawn unto Him. John the Baptist said, we must decrease that He might increase. He is the head of the church. The Holy Spirit is the one that moves us and guides us and leads us into all truth and all righteousness. Like I said before, there's a lot of spirits out there, but not all of them are holy. So He says, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it does also in you since the day ye heard of it. Now, you know, Paul wrote to another church in the book of Galatians. He says in chapter 3, verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you. Now, the church at Galatia had left their roots. They had went off, and the Bible says they had been bewitched by false doctrine. You know, we just can't swallow everything. You know, before you take a pill, you read the directions. Before you put anything in your mouth, you better know what you're putting in your mouth, because the end result could not be good. This is why, you know, we need to put a Holy Ghost filter on what we're involved in. Is it of God, or is it not of God? Does it line up with the Word of God, the prophecies that we are hearing? Does it line up with the Word of God? This, you know, the Bible says believe all prophecy, if it's of God, will come to pass. If not, then it won't. But still, you know, people can prophesy in the flesh that which does not line up with the Word of God. And the Bible, Jesus said, many false prophets shall rise up in the last days. But He said, go not. He said, they'll say, lo, I am here, and lo, I am there. But He says, go not. Don't listen to them unless they line up with the word that I sent you, the inspired word that I sent you, unless they line up with the leading of the Holy Ghost. And He will not lead you into a place of destruction. He always makes a way of escape, the Word of God says, for every temptation that comes upon us. He is our helper. The Bible declares, I believe the word in the Greek is paraclete. He's the one that comes alongside to help us in our situations and our circumstances. So, you know, Paul told this church, he said, You know, you need to look at what you was taught before, this gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel of Jesus Christ will always bring fruit. This is a measure also. Is there fruit going on where there's preaching going on, where men are expounding something or other? Are they expounding the gospel? And the Bible says that if they are expounding the gospel, then fruit will come upon. And Jesus talked about fruit. He talked about purging. He talked about a winnowing fan in his hand. In the last days, he'll come on the threshing floor and he'll separate the wheat from the chaff. And he says, when you find anything that's not right, he said, lay the axe to the root and get rid of it, that and throw it into a quenching fire. See, this is not a game. This is our eternity. This is our soul. This is what lies. This is the stakes that we are up against, is our souls and the souls of those around and about us. This is a prep room for eternity. This body in which we live certainly will not live forever, but the inner man will live somewhere forever, either in heaven or in hell. He says, as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. And knew the grace of God in truth. I said before, the gospel brings forth fruit. In Isaiah 55:11, he says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This is the function of the Holy Spirit. In Colossians 1:7, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. Verse 8, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. The love of God is the only pure love, shown by his love gift, which John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, this is Paul's thanking God for the church at Colossae and the stand that they have taken, but warning them, you know, telling them, you know, you must keep focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ. No other name under heaven can a man be saved, except it be through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll start tomorrow with verse 9, talking about the grace of God, that unmerited favor that comes to each and every one of us. We can't earn it. It's grace. It's simply a gift. If you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word of God declares, confess with your mouth and believe in with your heart that God raised him from the dead. Call on his name, and the Bible says you shall be delivered. Ask him to forgive your sins, and he will be faithful and true to forgive your sins. If you need healing today, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. He's still healing and delivering and setting free today. Call on his name. Go to your church. Do what James 5 says. Call the elders of the church. Anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith. The sickness shall be healed, and be any sin in life, it shall be forgiven of them. But you can be healed right where you're at today. God doesn't need a church building to operate in. We are his church, not the building. We are his church. He was chastised for our peace of mind today. Father, I thank you for your word today. As you said, Lord, it will not come back void, but it'll do that which you sent it to do, Father, as we endeavor to do that which we believe that you've called us to do. We ask you, Lord, to touch the minds, the hearts of the people today in Jesus' name. Do what needs to be done. And, Father, we give you all the room. Father, we give you, Lord, we just stand down, so to speak. We decrease that you might increase, Father. But you said, Lord, one waters and one plants. But, Lord, you bring the increase. We just ask you today in Jesus' name, as the word has been preached, Father, that do what you sent it to do for your glory and for your glory only. In Jesus' name we pray. You can write us at our email address at truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Also, we have a Facebook page, The Truth in God's Word, where these messages will be posted. Also on the Bible Church of God webpage, also a link there where you can hear these messages. So, Word of God says, study to show yourself approved. A workman needeth not to be ashamed. The Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So, study His Word every day. And His Word will help us. As we get the Word in our heart, we'll find out that it's real, that it is quick, that it is powerful, that it is sharper than a two-edged sword. So, God bless until tomorrow.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you.